Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. When Bill called me yesterday evening and suggested that I could hold the service, I read through a couple of sermons, and I picked one from the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. But there was just one brief note in another sermon that I'd like to begin with. And these are both sermons for the Sunday after Ascension Day. Today's collect reminds us of the predicament in which Jesus' disciples found themselves in between the Thursday on which he ascended into heaven and the Sunday 10 days later when he sent down the Holy Ghost. In those days, they were, in a sense, back to the same situation that existed before the first Christmas. God was in heaven. Jesus was in heaven. But no person of the Holy Trinity was specifically on earth. So think of that 10-day period and what it meant to the disciples when they were bereft. Okay, on with the sermon. Today we contemplate what the prayer book calls his glorious ascension. The ascension of Christ is glorious because it proves once and for all that he is God and that he reflects the glory of God, which is the light of his presence. The ascension is also glorious because it's the final expression of Jesus' victory. He has taken, as it were, the worst that earth could throw at him: humiliation, pain, anguish, and execution. And he has come through it all with only a couple of scratches, scratches which prove that God is stronger than suffering and death. The glory of the ascension does not belong to Jesus alone. It is ours to share with him because we are members of his body. When Jesus went back into heaven to be with his Father, he did not restore the status quo which obtained before he entered the womb of his Virgin Mother. He did not go back to being pure spirit as he had been before his incarnation. He has taken our human nature up to heaven with him. His ascension is a foretaste of our own ascensions into heaven at the last day. The prayer book collect reminds us that we can experience heaven with him now in our hearts, in our minds. He tells us the purpose of his ascension when he says, "I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, thither ye may also be." The disciples on this Sunday were in between two great events. Jesus had ascended into heaven, but he had told them not to go back home and start fishing again. He said, "Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem, until ye be endued with the power from on high. Wait in Jerusalem until I send the Holy Ghost to you. He will show you what I want you to do, and he will give you the inclination and the strength to do it." His promise is still good to us 2,000 years later. In today's epistle, St. Peter tells us, "The end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer." We associate the end of things far more with Advent than with Ascension and Whitsuntide. But the urgency of what St. Peter says reminds us that the coming of the Holy Ghost is the last really big and decisive thing God does in human history. Think of that. The coming of the Holy Ghost is the last really big and decisive thing that God has done in human history. From now on, the church has to spread the word of Jesus until his coming again. The book of the Bible which unlocks the most cosmic meaning of the Ascension is the Epistle of the Hebrews. The essential purpose of that book is to explain Jesus' death on the cross in terms of the Old Testament cult of animal sacrifices. The climactic moment of the liturgical year in Judaism was the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. On that day, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies in the temple at Jerusalem and throw the blood of the atonement sacrifice on the place where God was most directly present in their world. That action, among others, took away the sins of all the people for a full year. Hebrews tells us that when Jesus ascended into heaven, he was entering the true Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies space in the temple was just an earthly image of the throne room of God. Jesus did not carry the blood of animals with him. He carried his own blood, the blood of his sacrifice on the cross. His sacrifice was the sacrifice to which all of the animal sacrifices had been pointing ahead all along. His sacrifice was perfect because the one who offered and the sacrifice that was offered were the same. Jesus was both victim and priest. No sacrifice can outdo his. His sacrifice brings the animal sacrifices to their conclusion. Yom Kippur forgave the sins of 1 year. Good Friday forgives the sin of all time. Jesus is sitting down at the Father's right side because his priestly work, all priestly work, is over and done. At the end of the prayer for the whole state of Christ Church, we call Jesus our only mediator and advocate. Mediator means go-between, someone who puts himself between two parties to try to reconcile them. We were separated from God by our sin and our disobedience. Jesus is the perfect mediator between us and God because he reconciles us in his own being. He is both God and man. He does for us what we could never do ourselves. His ascension is that final proof. Advocate means one who speaks for, lawyer, if you want to think of it that way. What Jesus does in heaven with his blood is to plead before God. He defends us. He is our advocate, not because he says, oh, they're really not so bad. They have pretty good reasons for doing what they do, and they're kind of cute. Why don't we just let them off the hook? Rather, Jesus is our advocate because he points to his blood and says, I paid the penalty they deserve. I sacrificed myself so that they could be forgiven and have all the charges against them dropped. They sinned, but I died. And that is that. So the ascension becomes the final act of the drama of our salvation. The Father sees that his Son has been completely obedient. We can rely on the forgiveness always. We can stand before God without fear because Jesus died. As he said, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for us. Now unto God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as the most justly due, all might, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.